Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Sam McIntosh, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Dan Henderson and Steve Roth about an open mic event the Southeast Iowa Folk Music Club is sponsoring at Mill Seed Company Saturday to raise funds for an Ed Jones Memorial. I know Ed was a musician. That was one of his interests, was music. What was his connection with the Southeast Iowa Folk Club and those involved? Or how did any of you know Ed?
Well, personally, I didn't know Eddie that well, but a lot of the people in our group did. And when this tragic event happened to Eddie, I know everybody was touched by that, just really grieved. And, you know, music really has a way of healing, helping people to heal. And we have one person in our group that wrote a song about Eddie. He's going to perform it that night, this coming Saturday. And another person that actually worked with Eddie drew a sketch, and you'll see that at the event. So, you know, using your creative talent sometimes is a way to express that sorrow and pain. And so a lot of the people in our group knew Eddie, and that's why they want to do this.
And it's a fundraiser. If you could share, what will the funds be going to?
Well, I'll start it off, and then Steve can tell you a little more detail. Yeah, we were hoping to raise funds. In fact, we're going to be raising, I think, quite a bit of funds for a memorial. So the musicians that are performing are all paying money to perform. We're going to ask for donations at the door. We're going to have a bake sale. There's going to be lots of ways that people can contribute. But I'll let Steve kind of tell you what we have in mind for a memorial.
Well, talking to the family, we've really decided to go with some benches. Softball field could use a bench or two with his name on it. And then at the football field, we thought about benches too, but the AD, Coach Van Wellen, today was talking about a rock. We have a brand new scoreboard, and it's all mulched underneath it. And he said something about a huge rock with his name or his picture on it underneath the scoreboard. And I thought that was very cool too. So that's our plan. It comes down to the funds, there's a couple of us in charge of what we're going to do with it. It's still going to come down to the family, what they want to do. But that's like suggestions that we've talked about, and that's kind of where we're going to go right now with it. I know they had a t-shirt fund and made some good money off the t-shirts, but we really can't do anything until we have the money and we see how much we have and go from there. The benches aren't cheap. We've had benches in the park for people, and we're just looking forward to the event next Saturday night.
Dan, you talked about how music can be a healing thing for people. What do you hope this event will do for a community that's grieving a beloved community member?
I think it'll be a way to bring people together. We don't want it to be a sorrowful, morbid kind of event, because I think from Eddie's point of view, he would have wanted it to be fun and celebratory. That's the kind of guy I think he was. So we're going to have fun, and we're going to celebrate his life. There'll be several people, actually, in addition to Steve. We'll have some other people that will share a little bit about their, relationship with Eddie, and we'll have food there, and we just want it to be a party more than anything. And I think in the act of doing that, that brings people together and helps them to heal. You know, the worst thing is just never to talk about it and never, you know, have a way to express your own sorrow about it. And I think this will give people in the community a chance to do that.
I think it's going to start next Friday night, too. I mean, it's going to be a weekend type thing, because I know Friday night's the first home football game, and it'll be the first event that we haven't had Eddie Jones at our facility. And we have a brand new scoreboard that's just really, really nice, and they're going to have a special tribute to him. It is a video board, so his picture will be up, and it's going to be before the varsity game for anyone that's concerned. Hopefully they can broadcast a little bit more about Saturday night too. That if I get some stuff and information, they can broadcast that to the crowd too. So it's really going to start like Friday night at the football game, and then move on to Saturday night too.
So for those who are maybe interested in partaking in the open mic, what do they need to know?
Well, the event will start Saturday night at 6:30. We've got right around a dozen local musicians lined up to perform. So if they want to get there, I'm going to recommend get there early. The doors will open up around 6, And now, by the way, this is at the Mill Seat Company building. I didn't mention the location, but we're just up the street here. So the seating is sort of limited in there. So if you want to get there early and kind of claim a seat, that'd be a good thing. The building itself doesn't have, we don't sell food or drink or anything like that. So it's a bring your own kind of event, bring your own bottle or bring your own food. We may have a food vendor there, a truck vendor, perhaps that might be. But at any rate, I think it will run probably around till 10, 11 at night, because people are just, I know they're going to hang around and want to play music and talk about Eddie. So should be a lot of fun.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Dan Henderson and Steve Roth about an open mic event the Southeast Iowa Folk Music Club is sponsoring at Mill Seed Company Saturday to raise funds for an Ed Jones Memorial. To sign up for the open mic, call 319-461-1055. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Sam McIntosh with KCII News.